Today, my dear faithful, is the feast of the Assumption of Our Lady into Heaven. Now, the epistle is taken from the book of Judith, chapter 13. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord, the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies, because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear faithful, as I have just mentioned, we celebrate the feast of our Blessed Mother's Assumption into Heaven. It is interesting to note that while the dogma of the Assumption was not infallibly defined until the year 1950 by Pope Pius XII, the tradition of the Assumption of Our Lady into Heaven is centuries old. St. Alphonsus de Liguori, in his book The Glories of Mary, recounts what tradition has handed down of the Assumption. After our Lord ascended into heaven, our Blessed Mother remained on earth. She stayed to aid the infant church. Good mother that she is, she encouraged the early Christians, instructed and guided them in how to follow after Christ. She comforted them in their trials and taught them how to carry their cross after our Lord. Mary urged them to continue laboring for the glory of God and the salvation of souls, first and foremost by her own good example. Years went by, and Our Lady was always a mother to the early Christians. And yet, how she longed to be reunited with her divine Son. She remained willingly on earth, knowing it was God's will. But how that must have cost her to wait so long to see our Lord once more. Of course, she waited patiently, carrying her cross after our Lord and helping the apostles and the faithful carry theirs. Then, one night, as St. Alphonsus recounts the tradition, an angel appeared to her. It was the angel Gabriel, the same angel who made that greatest annunciation of all time as he carried the message to Our Lady that the Son of God would come to her and become her son. Now the angel Gabriel came to announce that it was Our Lady's turn to go to her son, to take her rightful place in heaven at his side, to reign as queen of heaven and earth in all the magnificent glory that she deserves. After Saint Gabriel revealed this, Our Lady bowed her head and answered with those same words she said at the angel Gabriel's first visit. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Soon after, Our Lady forewarned the apostles of her approaching death. The apostles and disciples were stunned by this loss so soon to happen. Our Blessed Mother consoled them, though, by telling them, I do not leave you to abandon you, but to help you still more in heaven by my intercession with God. Finally, when the time was right, our Lord came to his mother. He took her by the hand and led her body and soul to heaven. Now, my dear faithful, we Catholics do not need to ask the reason Our Lady was given such honor. We understand that the Mother of God deserves such glory, for she was a perfect mirror of our Lord throughout her life. As Our Lady told her cousin, St. Elizabeth, in today's Gospel, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Now, if you look up the word magnify, you will find it means to make something appear larger than it is. And so the question is, how can someone magnify God, that is, make God appear larger than he is, when God is infinite, he is limitless, he is without bounds? The answer is that a person magnifies God by themselves becoming like unto God. As a person draws nearer to God in sanctity, in love, in obedience to the divine will, so that person's soul becomes a small reflection of the infinite goodness of God, thus magnifying him. And so our Blessed Mother magnified God throughout her life, by her perfect reflection of God's love, his goodness, and all through her obedience to his divine will. The will of Mary always coincided with the will of God. Throughout the earthly life of her divine Son, she followed Christ most perfectly. With all her heart, she knelt at the side of his crib, accepting the joy of his birth, because this was the will of God. So Our Lady began in following our Lord's earthly life, and so she followed him with all her heart, even unto the end, when she stood beneath the cross. Mary shared in all his joys in his youth, then all his sorrows as a man. And so she deserved to share his glory in both body and soul. Our Lord gave the blessing to the early church of having the Blessed Mother with them for a time. But finally, Our Lady's course of earthly life was completed. Our Lord called her to himself, body and soul. He took her hand in his and led her to the kingdom of heaven. He set her upon her rightful throne at his right hand. And all this, my dear faithful, because she magnified God throughout her life, just as we are meant to do. We too must be mirrors of God, as our Blessed Mother was and is. This means submitting ourselves, our wills, and our lives to the divine will, Our Lord has given us His teaching and His commandments for us to follow. But like the early church, He did not leave us alone to do this. He gave us the church, the sacraments, and He gave us His own Blessed Mother. And so I encourage you, my dear faithful, as we priests so often do, to pray to Our Lady every day. Ask Mary to pray for you, to gain for you the grace you need to follow after our Lord. Go to her, your mother, in your doubts, your trials, your crosses. And you can be sure she will be a comfort to you. I encourage you especially to pray her rosary. The rosary is truly one of the prayers most dear to Our Lady's most immaculate heart. For by it, we contemplate the life of her divine Son. We walk alongside our Blessed Mother, holding her hand, following after our Lord. When we pray the joyful mysteries, we take our place, kneeling by His crib, and adore our infant God. When we pray the sorrowful mysteries, like St. John, we support our Blessed Mother, comforting her as she follows our Lord in His passion and His death, even as excruciating as it was for her. And when we pray the glorious mysteries, we look on as our Lord rises again, even unto heaven, then takes our Blessed Mother to her rightful place beside her Son. Pray that rosary, my dear faithful, and learn how our Blessed Mother so devoutly magnified God throughout her life. Do this especially today when so few do the will of God, and even fewer honor our Blessed Mother. So many, in fact, dishonor her blatantly and purposefully insult her. Do you at least comfort our Blessed Mother's Immaculate Heart? Be a true child of Mary and live your life magnifying God so that one day you too will take your rightful place in heaven and Mary will be there to embrace you as her child. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.